Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad
Shepherd. Thank you for joining us this day, Thursday, August 11, 2022. A couple of important advisories for you that I would like to apprise you of. Then a moment with Mark Auerbach. It's all here on Pioneer Valley Radio. Your weather today, you get a little break. Sunny, high of 85, winds west-northwest 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, a low of 60, winds light and variable, ultraviolet index at 8, humidity 64%. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno will bring greetings at the neighborhood block party hosted by Springfield College and the Upper Hill and Old Hill Neighborhood Councils. Family-friendly event featuring food, music, dancing, and much more this afternoon at Samuel A. Bolden Park, Wilbraham Avenue, and King Street in Springfield. Well, staying at the mayor's office, the executive director of Parks, Buildings, and Recreation Management, good old Patrick Sullivan, has announced today that the Forest Park swimming pool will remain open through Sunday the 21st. Forest Park pool is open every day of the week from 11 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. for you to jump in and the steam will rise from you. The 49th Annual Mattoon Street Arts Festival is going to feature over 100 artists and crafters September 10th and 11th in downtown Springfield. The festivities run from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Now, this free arts and crafts show will include many different crafts and vendors, as well as daily performances by strolling entertainers. The festival is the oldest arts and crafts show in Western Mass. The food will be available for purchase from Nosh, Moe's Dogs, Granny's Baking Table, Soul Loud Kitchen, Joyful Ice, and Island Cow Ice Cream. Mattoon Street, you'll find it right off Chestnut, near the Springfield Museum's free festival parking in the TD Bank lot on Dwight and Harrison. On-street spaces are free on weekends. Lake Mattawa is a 112-acre lake in Orange, and right now closed due to high levels of E. coli bacteria in the water. Now, the town's website reporting the Board of Health is urging residents don't swim in the lake after water quality testing showed high levels of E. coli bacteria. It won't kill you, but you might wishing for it. It's bad stuff. Massachusetts State Police also warning the public about scammers using the name of the department in order to get your money. The department posted on their official Facebook page that they've been made aware of scam phone calls to state residents claiming to raise money in the name of the state police. Well, they are reminding you that the Mass State Police will never call you to solicit money and that any such incident should be reported to your local state police barracks. It is August 11th, so utility companies are reminding you to call 811 before you dig. You got utility lines buried all over your yard, and it can be catastrophic if you hit one of them. Don't ask. Massachusetts law requiring everyone to call 811 at least 3 business days before you dig. Now, when you call, a rep will take your project info and notify the affected utility companies. Then, a professional will mark any buried lines with flags or spray paint at no cost to you. And now, a moment with our theatrical reviewer, Mark Auerbach. Mark?
There's a bit of musical comedy heaven at Barrington Stage in Pittsfield. To quote a song title from Sondheim's A Little Night Music, I've been in a state of perpetual anticipation ever since learning that Barrington Stage was going to produce this musical this summer. Since the venerable composer and lyricist passed away last year, I've been replaying many of his scores, and my many encounters with A Little Night Music, from seeing the original production's national tour to relishing the New York City Opera production, have all been fabulous theater experiences. Many people know A Little Night Music's showstopper, Sendin' the Clowns, but the musical, superbly staged by Julianne Boyd, with charming choreography by Robert LaFosse and superb musical direction by Darren R. Cohen, is 2.5 hours of musical theater perfection. The Act One finale, A Weekend in the Country, exhilarates. Hugh Wheeler's book, inspired by the Ingmar Bergman movie, Smiles of a Summer Night, is a seamless tale of people in love with the wrong people who finally find the right people to love, all enveloped by a series of Stephen Sondheim waltzes. Yoon Bai's gorgeous sets transport the musical into the woods in high style, matched by Sarah Jane Chassetti's stunning costumes and David Lander's evocative lighting. Barrington Stage's A Little Night Music is as much a feast for the eyes as it is for the ears. The cast is the creme de la creme of Broadway veterans and up-and-coming talent. Emily Skinner as Desiree Armfelt is stunning. Her rendition of Send in the Clowns is unparalleled. Mary Beth Peel, familiar to many who saw Anastasia at its Hartford stage premiere, plays her mother, turning Sondheim's memory song, Liaisons, into a memorable story unto itself. Jason Danieli is Frederick Egerman, a lawyer married to the virginal Anne, played by Sabina Glazo, and his son Henrik, given a charming performance by Noah Wolf, turn the musical's opening, Soon, Now, Later, into one of the show's first of many showstoppers. Sierra Bogus as the long-suffering wife of the pompous count, Cooper Grodin, sparkles with keen wit. Everyone in the company, from the five leader singers to Petra the maid, navigates Sondheim's intricate and sophisticated lyrics, and his soaring melodies effortlessly charm. But as we left the theater with a full summer moon lighting the skies, one Sondheim show from Company came to mind, Sorry Grateful. Sorry that this musical is the swan song for Barrington Stage's founder and artistic director, Julianne Boyd, who decided to make A Little Night Music her grand finale as she retires after 27 years. And grateful that she brings this sophisticated and extraordinarily tuneful show to the region. I haven't been to much theater this summer, but Barrington Stage's A Little Night Music makes up for all the missed productions and reinforces for me how transcendent good musical theater can be. A Little Night Music runs at Barrington Stage in Pittsfield through August 28th. For details, barringtonstageco.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Well, thank you, Mark, and thanks to everybody joining us this day. Be well, and I will be with you again online on demand tomorrow at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd. Be well. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.